My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch,
the levels, the levels, the levels is good.
Hey.
The levels, the levels, the levels is good.
Okay. We up in this room.
Like, you know I like sing songs when I hear stuff.
No, okay. Seriously, it's musical Tourette's.
It really is. So we back in the booth because of the beefs.
Okay.
And it's a lot going on, and I always refer back to that Vic Mensa just because I feel like that is the most appropriate album title for my life outside of, like, I don't know. I mean, there's so many that relate, but it really is. I'm like,
I couldn't think of anything.
No, I can think of so many that relate to my life.
In my lifetime, you know, volume one.
Right. Like, it's just too many. So that was the wrong thing to say. But beyond that, yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on. It's been so many beefs. I'm pretty 1000% sure this whole recent whole thing that blew up the internet was the Remy Nikki beef.
Mm-hmm.
Which I will let you start on that just because I feel like you got home turf on that.
Barely.
Y'all living around the corner from each other.
Nikki was not repping for Baisley, okay? And anybody from South Jamaica, Queens will say that.
Alrighty.
Unless you are Barb and right. you're deceived. But
bruv. But you know where, I mean, it started with, I mean, so actually it started with Remy being Remy, actually. Mm-hmm. Remy rapping and being featured on a number of tracks and people creating beefs that weren't necessarily there just because of the sexism in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And people saying, oh, she says she the best. She must be putting Nikki down because they're the only two visible women in the game, I suppose, outside of Young Ma, outside of so many. And you know I'm going to keep calling her Young Ma for the rest of my life. You know I am, because I felt it in your heart. I felt it in your heart.
She said she used to it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I just appreciate that. But I feel like they're the two visible women in rap, even though there are so many other women in rap, and we've listed mm-hmm. them off countless times, and we don't have to go over it again. But those were the women who were visible. Those were the women who had mainstream's ear in terms of what was on radio. And Remy more than Nikki, actually, at the time. So I feel like every time she had a feature, there was somebody like, oh, she coming in Nikki. Oh, she coming in Nikki.
Mm-hmm. The internet instigated this beef.
Just like...
Literally.
And it happens. But so then Nikki felt it. And I mean, there is hip hop is all about ego, and mm-hmm. and she responded on the Make Love track.
Mm-hmm.
Not responded. That's the wrong word. Cause see, now I'm instigating shit.
She initiated
on the Make Love record by semi directing it to Rim.
Although retroactively listening to that fresher verse of wait a minute,
yeah,
Remy's verse,
yeah,
it does sound directed at Nikki,
kind of,
but she jumped out the window in that Make Love song.
It could have been Nikki, but it could have been a lot of people.
That's what I'm, yeah, I agree.
And I feel like Remy has been saying, if I'm going to say something, it's going to be to you because I'm Remy. Like,
if it ain't directly directed at me, I don't respect it.
That's
the great Jehovah.
It's facts. Like, y'all know Remy would not be out here giving y'all no sublims. She's not subtweeting nobody.
No, she's not.
She's acting niggas.
She is.
Still, like right now. Right. Like, she's acting niggas right now.
Yes, she is. She said it.
Nikki came and she said what she had to say on Make Love, and it was actually a nice little bop.
Yeah.
Oh, you the queen of this here?
Yeah.
Platinum black bitch, where?
Right.
Yeah. With an S and, you know, all that shit. And I felt like, okay, this is cute. But then it wasn't cute no more. And can you just talk about how the whole rollout of Sheetha just destroyed life?
Whoa. How many days did we wait? Less than 48 hours.
Well, I didn't even know that. First of all, let me tell you how I didn't even know that Make Love was out. I only knew Make Love was out because Sheetha snapped.
Listen, yeah. That, I mean, listen, I heard, like, I heard the verse and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Wonder who she's talking about. But, you know, I don't put that much thought into Nicki's verses no more because, I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, I liked it. Right. I just like her verse, honestly, because I love Gucci, but he wasn't doing much on that song.
Sure.
But it's next thing you know, I see the artwork.
Bruv.
I see the Barbie doll strong.
Bruv.
And I'm like, oh, I look at the time. It says 6 minutes, 57 seconds. Bruv,
that was the most appalling thing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, even... Continue. Continue. Because I can't... Even if there was an entire pop song format to it, if it was the verse and the chorus and the verse and the hook and the bridge and the... You know, even if it was that, that would have still been a long motherfucking time.
Exactly.
Because most niggas, most people are giving you 3 minutes and 40 seconds, maybe 4 minutes and two.
Okay.
Like, you not about to get on a track. I mean, obviously, this is about radio. This is about early records and whatever, but that's still the format just because of that's how things work.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. That's a song.
Exactly. So you're sitting here like, what's about to happen?
What's about to happen?
So my heart is like skipping beats, palpitating. And so I turn it on and then you hear a clip.
Bruh. And you hear, Free Remy!
Fuck you! Free Remy! Boom! Are you dumb? Ah! You know, first of all, which is the most New York of New York of New York. If you say...
I knew you were going to do it. You I knew it, Paz. Uh-huh.
Are you dumb? Is literally, like, 2017 the mantra, because literally that's how I feel about everything, everybody. And when Remy explained, are you dumb? It was just the most New York-y way. She's like, I just want to know if you answer the question correctly, how I know to proceed and approach you. And it's literally really how I feel. So when she said that, I'm like, yo, she's really about to speak to her.
Bruv.
Then you heard that Ether beat, which you know.
Bruv, iconic.
This is the Queens of the Queens is this.
Yes.
From Nas, the godson himself.
Yes.
And she walked in.
And she spit hot fire for 6 full minutes.
Yes.
Like she just spit bars for 6 whole minutes.
And I'll give you the last 57 section. She was saying,
yeah,
don't you ever in your life fucking play with me.
Right. Right. No. Facts. Facts.
Whoa.
But bruh, there was no jingles. There was no chorus.
No hook.
There was no hook. There was no singing. There was no nothing. There was nothing but bars and flames and anger and vitriol.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I will kill anybody, everybody.
Yeah.
Ever. And it really is. It is one of the top diss tracks of everdom. Of everdom.
It is.
It is.
From how... And a lot of people had their issues with the song. They were saying, oh, her cadence was off, or she... Which, honestly, I feel like it added to it, because it showed, like, yo, she was not playing with y'all. She came within 48 hours of feeling like you were making some bars directly at her, that you were making some funny movements. She was addressing you as she should have.
Right.
And that's how Remy raps, like, so...
But, I mean... So I feel like that's a little bit sexist because
Rakim
was praised for doing the same thing, though. When he completely ignored bars, when he completely ignored form, and people were like, he's the greatest rapper ever.
Or
the
when,
God MC.
All right. Or when last year, when Beanie Siegel was coming at Meek Mill and he had no voice.
Right.
So, but y'all let him whisper on the track. And y'all
like
say nothing.
Gang.
Okay.
No, I mean... Yo, but seriously, I mean, like, I feel like it's a little sexist because if it becomes... So, first of all, y'all don't even really care about... It. I feel like the people who be making these complaints are not real hip-hop fans.
I agree.
Especially the Nicki fans who was like, this was dookie. Anybody who said it was trash, I already knew they weren't a hip-hop fan.
Okay. Yep.
Because I believe in my heart, and this is some little fan fiction right here. I believe in my heart, Nicki was in the car on the way to some show, and they played it for her on an iPhone, and she had to clap it the fuck up and was like, send this bitch a bottle of champagne because you just killed me.
Yo.
If I was a rapper and Remy killed me like that, I promise you she would be getting flowers. Like, ma'am. Man, 2 dozen white roses for your ass, because why would you rap the fuck out of this track like this in less than 48?
Yeah.
In less than 48.
Yeah.
How did you do it? It was raw. It was real. It was angry. It was full of passion. And it was the perfect diss track and everything that Nicki's was not, because she did finally respond.
Yes. And I one more thing about Rem's is that it was perception shifting. Because you really question, all this years listening to Nicki, like, did I really, was I really a fan of her? Because a lot of people switched up. Y'all switched up.
Me.
I switched up.
Me.
Okay.
Me. Call me out. Like, at me. Listen, was basically me.
I was tucking my Queens card real heavy. I'm from Southside, Jamaica, Queens.
Never tuck it. You got the Metro things that people be wearing around.
Okay. Literally, my Metro card, I put it in my bag. Like, nope, I don't live over here. I'm passing bathing, shaking my head. Like, no, this can't be.
Bruh. No, seriously, I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been some moments that Nicki has just spit, and it has been incredible. And I love, you know, I love women in rap. Just because of how defiant it is and how creative. And we already talked about how people who are minorities in any way have more creativity, and women in rap have long, you know, we don't even have to list all of our faves, but you know I love women in rap. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I had an appreciation for Nicki, and Remy just, like, blew everything up, because it was just like, well, I mean, how low was my bar? How low?
Yeah.
Because, and then she solidified that for me when she did respond. Because I was like, what is this?
Wait, how long? But don't you remember how long she took?
It was 84 years. Okay. I know that much.
And then everybody was mad in between about Remy's another one, which I was like, honestly, I don't think it was really like meant to be like as forceful and angry as each Sheether.
Right.
But I felt like it was like you know when you like Tanisha when she was at
right.
I ain't gonna sleep because of y'all. Right. Like, wait, I'm hitting you with another one. Right. Where you at, girl? Like, she outside your crib with the Vaseline on, like, tell you come outside. Like, and you did not.
She did not. That's what she did not do. She absolutely did not. Like, I feel like that was definitely, as you say, like, more of a taunting. She was dancing on her grave, basically. She had already killed her. Yeah. I mean, how you gonna kill somebody that's already dead?
Right. That's what a lot of people say, if you put a bullet in a dead body.
Yeah, like, she already killed her. So, basically, she was dancing on the grave, and I thought it was trash, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because you already did what you're supposed to do. You don't have no more to prove. So, then when Nicki finally did respond with No Frauds, can you talk about it? Like, I don't even have no words.
Literally, the sigh that I just gave 2 seconds ago was literally how I felt. Like, I was like, okay. First, it wasn't 6 minutes and 57 seconds.
It definitely was not that. And she had a verse. If we're talking about the album, I mean, the record itself. So, it's 32. Her, Drake, and Wayne. And she begins the track with this little vocal singing, and I'm like, are you singing on a diss track right now? Like, girl, are you singing? Like, I know she likes to do her little mix up, but girl, no. Like, this, you're supposed to be going for blood. You're supposed to be snapping.
Yeah. It was clearly something left over.
Girl, clearly. And then it was so Duke. And the supposed double entendres and puns.
Okay, can we talk about that for like 3 seconds? Because I don't want to spend more than 3 seconds on them. It wasn't.
We can't spend more than 3 seconds. Heard your pussy was on yuck. Guess you needed a pap.
That was the best line.
That was the best line, but it was also trash. Cause that's what I'm saying. What were you gonna say? You act like you did something with this.
Like, okay, that's all you could think of a pap.
That's it. And you was like, this is gonna hit her.
Oh, and then she had the nerve to put up the text.
The lyric videos.
Like, predicate. That pit that you fell in. You fell in. F-E-L-O-N-S-E-L-L-I-N.
I'm weeping.
I'm so tired.
I am the generous queen.
Ask Miss Ellen.
Are you done? I feel like Nikki. I wish there was some DJ somewhere who went, I am the generous queen. Ask Miss Ellen. Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
That's right where you come in.
We need that as a tag. Girl, period.
I'm tired.
That's about to be a new segment here. Are you dumb?
Or seriously, because why?
With the first inductee, Nicki Minaj.
I was so tired. So it was a trash reply. And then the internet kind of got over it. I mean, most people are over it. Remy had
already... Do people still play No Frauds?
I never heard it. Like, on radio. I mean, I heard it myself, but I never heard it on radio. I'm assuming it's a radio record, but it wasn't really... I mean, you want to release that at a right time. It wasn't really no summer time to be releasing No Frauds. We had a blizzard, like, the next day. Are we going to play that in the club? Like,
we literally did, though.
Nobody has the time.
I'm about to check
the charts.
Yeah.
But then there were some other beefs after that. Most notably, who was Drake? So Drake released More Life the day that we were actually talking about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Was he talking about Tory Lanez? Was he talking about who? Go. Can you give us some insight, being our Drake representative on the show?
I don't know if I'm not an EXO. I mean EXO. Sorry, that's The Weeknd. OVO representative. Yeah. But yeah, like, he took a few shots at Tory Lanez, mm-hmm. Saying, you won Daystar, which his name is Daystar Peterson. Right. Like, you won Daystar, I told you that something, one day, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, Drake and Tory Lanez, y'all need to sing it out.
The voice.
Yes, like, I mean, I'm not gonna say y'all have a rap battle, y'all, that's not what y'all do no more.
Sure. I mean, Drake, he definitely feeling himself. We talked about this an entire year ago.
Yeah, we definitely did, and it's still the same thing.
And he's still feeling himself.
And the only thing I did appreciate on More Life was that Drake did admit that he didn't really, that he got a lot of bad feedback about Views, and like, it really affected him. Yeah, like,
because it was trash.
And
I mean, he got nominated for Album of the Year, so I guess he can pat himself on the back. If that's the goal.
He knows it's not.
Amen.
And apparently, you know, I think that he's actually gearing up for his actual album to come. But, I mean, More Life was okay. Like, I'm not. It was better than Views, and that's sad. Yeah. That we have to just keep saying that.
You know what I liked about More Life?
What?
I mean, you know what was the interesting thing. I shouldn't say what I liked about it. What was the interesting thing? I love the records. I just wish they weren't Drake. seriously. I loved a lot of the records, particularly the ones that were dancehall inspired and, you know, reggae inspired.
Yeah.
I was just like, this would be so fucking bomb.
On like some indie.
But it's not. Right? Like, it's like the Neo factor, because you know how I feel about Neo's records.
Yeah.
I just think they're great if he wasn't on them.
Yeah, I agree. I like old Neo's first two albums.
Yeah.
And after that, he lost me.
Yeah, I never liked them. Actually, I like that Stay With Me. You know I like Stay With Me.
Yes, that's not on the first album.
I think so. No, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That was when Neo was at
his prime. That's like the very first one. But I loved that record, mm-hmm. like, forever. And then, but that's another story for another day.
See, this is how we be having musical Tourette's.
Every time.
And thoughts all every over time. The place. But
More Life was good. I mean, I'll give it that. I wish, there were times where I wished it wasn't Drake. But overall, it was a bop. I think it's hashtaggable. I think it is something that people will play for a long time. I give them extra points for cover art because you know how much I appreciate cover art. Mm-hmm. We did an entire like Black History Month segment on it, and we mm-hmm. gonna do more because Black History Year. But
okay,
I appreciated More Life for what it is, playlist and the whole. I feel like he was very experimental on it. I am tired of him acting like he came from Kingston, but
once he and gets I already explained, like, I feel like I'm from Queens,
right,
which is the most diverse place on the planet. Right. So for you to be acting like, you know,
I thought he's gonna give it up.
You from Yod.
I thought he's gonna give it up, but he still ain't give it up. But speaking of Drake being the bully that he is and feeling himself, when Kendrick snapped. When Kendrick came back with Four and snapped.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. I ain't heard nothing from nobody. He said they niggas got until April 7th.
We'll see. Listen.
Kendrick snapped. He definitely snapped. Like.
And I have. And people, I'm known to be like, I'm overwhelmed by Kendrick.
Right.
Like, and anybody that knows me knows I love rap. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna share it with y'all, but like Kendrick is just overwhelming to me. Like I had to listen to the song mm-hmm. multiple times just to get even a gist or an idea sure. of like what he's saying and what he's who he's talking to. Like I still don't know who he's talking to. People speculate that he could be talking about
Drake, Sean,
Drake, Big Sean was mm-hmm. the so. I mean
Cole.
Yeah, it was a lot of things. So.
And perhaps it was all of them. Yeah. And perhaps it really was because, and we can talk about that a little later, but let's just talk about that later, actually, about like bar for bar, who is really snapping and who could say, come back to Kendrick and be like, sit the fuck down.
Right, and I feel like this, I'm honestly, 2017 is the year of everybody addressing people, because right. like, even in Rather Ross, You Than Me,
right.
Rick Ross is coming out saying to Birdman, bruh. Like, first off, you effed over Khaled, bruh. You effed over Wayne.
He said, I cried, bro, like, that hurt me, like, yeah. You never gonna be back on my, like, you know what I appreciated about that?
Idols Become Rivals is a track, by
yes.
the way.
Yes, yes. And that's so fact. Like, actually, speaking of Cole, he did something similar earlier mm-hmm. this year. What was that record called again? Addressing Kanye?
False Prophets.
Yep. But what I appreciated about both of these approaches, because we actually talked about this mm-hmm. and about how T.I. approached Wayne via Instagram. Yes. It was the same thing to me. It was mm-hmm. out of love. It mm-hmm. was this whole bro. It was a bro in yeah. there. Even though nobody ever said bro, it was a bro.
Yeah.
You know you wrong.
He said, what like, did he say? Oh, bro, man, and them.
Yeah, you can't forget. You can get money and forget about brother. I ain't never going to forget brother. You can't never forget about brother. I'm like,
yo.
It's fact. And he came from the heart. You could tell. And I appreciate that type of vulnerability in rap music. And not even for the whole... I appreciate it because I feel like there is this expectation of being hard and being just an association of masculinity and apathy,
mm-hmm.
like people not having feelings. Mm-hmm. And when you see this vulnerability and these men having this bromance as rappers, mm-hmm. I feel like it's so liberating. And these are some of the most, you know, hardest, in quotes, men. I feel like it's so, so wonderful. Because nobody will blink an eye if Drake or Frank Ocean or, mm-hmm. you know, some of the other guys who are considered not to be as rough and as tough and don't have trapping backgrounds and didn't stand on the corners yeah. and, you know, push weight and all of that. But these are men, T.I., Rick Ross. They have records. They, mm-hmm. they've done things. Mm-hmm. They probably have bodies. And they're like, this hurt my soul, and I want to tell you about it. And I thought that was beautiful.
And on the platform, because even rewind to last year when Birdman ran up on Charlamagne and was like, you know, did you finish up? Right, put some respect on my name. He's like, are you going to run up on Ross?
Right.
Or like that. And I appreciate Ross taking the lyrical route.
Right.
Like, addressing it in a song in the best way possible. And can we also keep that applause going for the album itself. Period.
Yes, yes, it is his magnum opus.
It really is. And like everybody's been saying, like Rick, now realizing, because I've been an MMG fan from almost birth, so that Rick Ross has an impeccable ear for beats and music. Oh, yeah.
And production-wise, it was ridiculous.
Like, come on.
It was ridiculous.
You have Rafael Sadiq on your first song on the album.
I mean, Solange taught everybody, really. Okay. Ross, this album was an album. It was an album. It had the interludes. It had the comedians. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
the legendary Chris Rock.
The legendary Chris Rock, in the same way that others have had comedians and people on their records, and Cat Williams on Kim's Naked Truth comes to mind.
Yeah, I think even Cat Williams was on his one of his albums before.
I mean, it's just it was an album, the whole thing, and it had a mix of conscious rap and also shake your ass rap, and also I mean, it was a lot on the record, and it's full, and it really is, to me, his best album. And I just, as you said, applause for it. I was impressed from start to finish, so applause for him. Speaking of, though, because people are just now realizing who Rick is, and I've even seen people on Facebook saying, okay, Rick Ross is actually top three. Who do you think is killing rap right now? And do you think, I mean, we all know everybody got top five. Chris Rock, speaking of him, made an entire movie about it.
Right, yep.
Is Ross top three? Do you think that there is a solid top five right now? And then obviously later on, we can talk about like top five all time that you might have or that people have apparently.
Top five.
That top tier, Drake.
And even Drake was saying, he's like, I thought I was top three, but I'm top two. Right. Which was, that was a cute little thing on Galchester. But anyway, I love Rick Ross. Yeah. I think that people undermine his rapping skills and abilities because of his flow. Mm. Like, it kind of gets lost in how much of a rapper that Rick Ross actually is.
He's
the
punchline master.
That, and he stays with a hit. Like, I think that people forget that he been staying.
Zoe is about to smash y'all, yo! Look, she got when she lean up.
Listen, y'all can't hear me, but I'm about to pull my hair back. Like, listen, he stays with a hit, honey. Okay, so I will say, he personally, Rick Ross is in my top 10. He is. I would say right now, killing the game in terms of like our rappers of our generation.
Sure.
You have to put, he had picked up Wale. Like, he has Wale and Meek Mill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he understands that these are actual lyricists and people who can rap, which Wale is in my top five. Mm-hmm. I would say Big Sean is doing it. He progressed as a rapper within his last two albums, which I mentioned here on the podcast before. Like, I really started checking for him at Dark Sky Paradise, and he's been improving, most improved.
Yeah.
I would always say Pusha T is one of those consistently rapping, like, you know, you have to make the stink face when you push a T verse, because you have to listen to his layered. I'm going to put Kendrick in there because, obviously, like I said, I'd be overwhelmed, but it is ability.
Breath.
Cole.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. You know Cole. I'm sorry. Continue. I mean, is that fine? That's fine.
Yeah.
Cole, I mean,
and
I
that think was we no agree. Particular order, though.
Right. I think we agree. Cole is definitely in my top five of right now.
Yeah.
Like, killing the game right now. Kendrick as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am in love with Chance. I think that Chance is a really great rapper and has the world of potential. I think Remy is killing it right now. And I really, really do. Like, she obviously don't have an album. And we can talk about, like, what does it mean to be great rapper. Yeah. Do you have to have an album to be a great rapper? Because why?
This is going to be a battle until the end of time.
Right. Like, do you need an album? I definitely think that Remy is killing it right now. And I am loving, Big Sean, I like Big Sean, but not enough to be like, actually, I don't know. I mean, you know I love 2088, mm-hmm. but I see him as something altogether different. I'm in love with him, but not, yeah, I'm on the fence. Whatever. I don't know. Beyonce is one of my favorite rappers. You already know.
No, Beyonce's been rapping.
Beyonce's one of my favorite rappers. I'm putting that out there because she continues to rap. Like, she's been rapping more and more ever since. I mean, she's been rapping for a long time, but that Beyonce and that lingerie and that Sharnay's couldn't
tell you. And even on Shining.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Or Hold Up, or I mean, like Formation.
Yeah.
Like, chick is out here rapping, and people are asleep because she's a singer. But she's one of my favorite rappers.
It's all right, y'all can right always now. Count on Mark to bring up B. So
she's one of the best rappers, yo. All jokes aside, no, seriously, like Beyonce raps, and y'all need to know.
You heard it here.
Facts. okay, but. So, going back to why someone like Rick Ross has for a long time been considered great, but people don't recognize it. Do you have to have, as Nikki would say, do you have to have plaques? Do you have to have hits? Do you even have to be on your own track? Can you be a feature artist primarily and still be one of the greatest rappers to ever live?
Right, because that's the debacle, because we even say that, like you would say, Stax is your favorite.
It is.
And he doesn't have the solo albums
right.
to prove it, though.
Right.
And I would say Jay is my favorite. He has the solo albums right. to prove it. But, 12, like, does it...
All platinum.
But this is what I'm saying.
Right.
21. But what quantifies it is such a difficult thing, because now Drake... Because... Right. And then also because by of the default. Time... Right.
Yeah.
By... But then I wouldn't even put Drake right. in my top 10.
I wouldn't either. I think people have to understand a few things. Obviously, there's the time difference.
Yeah.
There is a generational thing about who is top.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there are, at this point, two golden eras of hip-hop. Because there is the golden era of hip-hop in this 80s time. Mm-hmm. And then in the 90s as well. So there
I would say three, honestly. I really? Would go as far as to say three. Really? I would say the 80s.
Yeah.
I would say the 90s. And then I would say that 2004, late 2004 to 2008, like when these rappers was coming out, like they 50 so then
and Kanye,
yeah.
And,
so then you had these class and of rappers, Lupe yeah.
And,
so
oh,
I would say I would go as
nigga.
Far as
and then you went to Anton Fisher, nigga.
I would say like this one, and most of the rappers were naming like the Wale's, the Big Sean's, Pusha T. Well, yeah. Pusha been out in a while,
Pusha
but
been out.
So
but
that's that 2004,
but yeah.
like. I would say, yeah, they was in their bag around that time. And I would say that's the class that's coming. That's that golden age now.
Right. It's manifesting.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, I agree with this. But so people have to understand that, because when mm-hmm. people do top fives.
Right.
There is no consensus on what makes great rap. Because I already told you earlier today, like Slick Rick is in my top five. Mm-hmm. But people would not consider Slick Rick a top five, or they would automatically go to Pac and Big and Jay and Nas. You know what I mean?
It's hard and because M, it doesn't transcend. The,
right, because right. it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. But the reason Rick is in my top five is because of the flow and mm-hmm. because of what he did mm-hmm. in terms of the whole personalities and yep. singing and everything that people love Nicki Minaj for, people love Busta for, or whomever mm-hmm. who are creating characters in rap.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about Rakim, he was literally Fish, which is my favorite. Like, it was literally yeah. just this is me telling yeah. you about what the story is.
Right.
And Slick Rick
came Dougie out with Fresh, the art of storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, he's top five in my book, but then people are going to be like, they only want gangster rappers in their top
right.
five.
Is or it influence? Is it,
right.
is it the hardcore lyricism?
Because
right. there's so many people who are battle rappers can't make
right.
songs.
Right. Right. No, that's just fact. Because, and then people want it, like, people then discredit mainstream from being top five because people always want to be different. And then it's like, oh, my top five is actually this, which I get it. I really do. I really, really, really do.
Yeah.
But I really think, when you consider top five rappers, they should, we should base it on rap. I think, I really do. Like, and that is, obviously would have to define what rapping is.
And that's when it gets deep and layered. Right, and right. It, like I said, it doesn't trend. Like, it's hard because these raps are different.
Yeah.
You can't just necessarily discredit one thing or the other. I mean, you can. I'm lying. Because there is literally mumble rap. Yeah. And I would not have any of those people. And I would look at you crazy if you tell me, like, Lil Yachty is your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pick on him, nor do I want to really bring him up anymore on this podcast. But, like, I'm just saying.
I mean, I think... Oh my gosh, it's really deep. It's really hard. We know, I mean, you and I know who can rap. Mm-hmm. We know what rap is, and we've talked about this in full.
We have ears.
We have ears. And we respect the art form.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people, I mean, there are people who make you dance, and there are people who sound good in the club, or people, you know, who have bars or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the art form of rap is much more than just rhyming.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than just speaking or being fast or, you know, having swag. It's so much more than all of those things. It really is an art form that encompasses so much. And when people like Rick or like Kanye or like whomever, Wale can embody all of those things and have the musicality like Jay and like Rick and Nas and people and Kanye as well who really get the musical aspect of it, because there are rappers who can just rap with no concern for horns and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the samples that people choose and why they chose them and how that sounds and how that works, like Slick Rick, the yawning, and, you know what I mean? Like, there are so many elements to that that becomes an art form, that becomes the people who get all of that are who I think deserve to be in these categories, like Stax.
Yep.
There are people who really are musicians.
Yeah.
Who really are artists, who are Picasso baby, who are, you know what I mean?
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Like, there are people who get the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those people deserve those stats.
Yep.
The crown, yeah. Those people deserve the crowns. Like, I really feel that way. And I know anybody like you, if you tell me, okay, my top five is this, 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 I'm going to be like, yes, because you know.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Who if don't nobody know, Zoe know, who is the top five, like, to you? Like, that's for right now, at least, because it's subject to change.
It is. And I think that people need to understand that, like, there are some concrete spaces in there. And I mean, and then also I feel like you do have to diversify. Is it your top five of all time?
Right.
Is it your top five favorites?
Right.
Is it your top five right now?
Right.
Like, you have to do, it's a lot of parsing that comes with it. And I mean, cause I'm going to say Lloyd Banks is in my top five and there's going to be somebody who's like, what? Like, Lloyd Banks. And I'm going to look at you like, yes. It's like, so, I mean, like, it's just, it's difficult to always to pick one. But I said many times, Jay-Z is one of my favorite because he has that artistic. He can rap. He's battled rapped. Like, you hear all the stories about it. So, I mean, and then at the same time, he's had charting hits.
Right.
He's had underground hits.
He's
like,
done it all, really.
So, I mean, it's difficult to determine, but will we ever be able to find the crown? Who gets the crown? It's not Nicki. And she thinks that she has it.
You mean, Nicki's not in my top 10.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's just, I just don't think that she is. I mean, my top five is definitely, Jay is definitely in there.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love Stax, as the world knows.
Yes.
I love Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Slick Rick. I love Nas.
Mm-hmm.
I love Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many people that before Nicki even would even be considered. And I think she has at least 5 more albums to even convince me that she needs a seat at the table.
Okay. Because
even if, and you know I hate when people do this, but even if we split it up into female rappers.
Mm-hmm. She still wouldn't be.
Like, bruh, you already know, she still like. I'm going to go with Boogie again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Fox.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Kim, Moni,
Queen,
Shantae, Queen, Rage, Missy. Like,
yeah.
There's, bro.
That was literally 10.
Bro, like, seriously, like, there are so many people that I'm, Raw Digga?
Yeah.
Raw Digga.
Roxanne, Shantae, like, you kidding me?
Light.
Okay. We still going.
Like,
we still 13.
Seriously, like, there are just too many people. There are too many people. Like, no, I mean, I respect Nicki for what she is, and I definitely think that her accolades will speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. And as a history maker.
As in coming into the pocket when it was an empty one.
Yeah.
Knowing her timing.
Yeah.
Her achievements, I won't, you know, downplay it, but at the same time, you really was at the right time, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, she's a history maker. She did what other women could not. Mm-hmm. And even when there have been people as equally pop as her, as Iggy Azalea, mm-hmm. or even when there have been people who were not as pop or who couldn't get put on but had talent, like Azalea Banks, mm-hmm. and all these other women, they just could not reach what she did. And what she's accomplished has been incredible, and it's still incredible because she's not retired.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what I love, in terms of who I respect, in terms of me listening to Left Eye and just being like, girl, go off. Like, mm-hmm. right now, I don't feel that way all the time.
Yeah.
With Nicki, just because, and I think that maybe she doesn't want people to. Like, she forces us in a way to not really, like, take her seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think what the thing about it is that she is, Nicki Minaj is a character.
Right. Right.
And which most rappers are, and I won't even get at her about that, but also for us hip hop fans,
mm-hmm.
you wasn't really, you're not on our level no more. You can't speak directly to us.
Right. I mean, the last great record I liked by Nicki Minaj was Feeling Myself.
Yeah, there in really terms is. Of her verse. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, by the time she got that, bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Like, that whole, why these bitches don't never be learning, you bitches will never get what I be earning, that sticky apex. That whole, you, like, Safari. You snap.
Can't get an online without Safari. Woo!
That was the last time she snapped to me. That was the last time.
I agree.
And
because if you ask me, I'm petty. I'll be saying itty bitty pretty, itty bitty picky, or grinding,
or monster.
Okay, monster. Okay, yeah, I'll give a monster.
Everybody go to that, but
this is my thing. Like, that's why Nicki, going even reversing all the way back to the beginning of the episode, Nicki, you disappointed us because it's not like we had this expectation out of nowhere. Like, sure. We had an expectation when you have laid these bars down. So. With such aggression. Yeah. So, even Roman's Revenge, when you, that was, everybody kind of interprets that as you dissing Kim, you didn't go this hard when you were dissing Rem, and Rem actually had it out for you right here.
I don't think, I mean, I think that she really does not, I mean, as we said, she has the talent. She does not want us to take her as seriously, and that could be a good or a bad thing. Like, perhaps she just does not want to go hard. She just don't. And that's cool, too. Because there are women out there who are going hard right now.
Yeah.
And maybe she's like, I just don't want to go hard. But and you don't even have to. You don't even have to be mad. You can smile while you're rapping. But I just need, I need a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me no DeGeneres Queen now. Oh. If you'd have been saying
something. Why are you putting Ellen in this, though? Ellen would be mindful business.
Then I would have been okay. But you really did not. You didn't put no effort into this. And the fact that you snapped the same way we're snapping. Remember we put that whole. Niggas don't even push their pen.
Okay. I'm doing a post edit. Take, like, forgive us for that episode.
The fact that she snapped, like, the crown definitely is not hers. Whether she, I mean, she thinks that it is, but it's not hers, and it's not based on plaques, and it's not based on matching Aretha Franklin and Billboard hits. Like, it's just not.
Because it's just not. Streaming, when Aretha actually did that on her own, on the wax.
Right. It's really not about that. Like, it's just not. And so, the crown is not Nicki's. The crown is not Drake's. I don't think that it's only commercial. And especially not with hip-hop. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not ever going to be you the greatest because of commercial. Like, this is not...
Yes, because that's not what it was founded on. Right, you know right. what I'm saying? Like, for us, we don't... I mean, somebody give me the stats of all of Tupac's Billboard charting hits. He doesn't have even quantifiable amount.
Right.
Like, in his short life.
But he considered the greatest.
Right.
Of all time.
Exactly.
Right, so... It's definitely not commercial.
Like, if we were putting you up against Eminem, he has the plaques. He doesn't have a 1,000 hits on the Billboard chart, but is all she got? Heavy. I don't know.
Oh, what I was about to say, is. Well, dang! Look at me. I'm about to give it back. Listen. I was saying 1,000.
No,
I mean,
listen.
I mean, he just doesn't. I mean, that's just a reality. And a lot of these, and not to discredit her or Rihanna, who both have, you know, these Billboard records, it's features a lot of times. Not even like somebody else featured on your records, like you were featured on somebody else's record. Like Rihanna got one of these number ones from being on the Eminem record.
Yep.
The Monster.
Drake.
So like, I mean, that helps. I'm not, I don't want to be like, oh, it would have still did well without you being featured on it. But you can't be like, oh, I did all this and you was actually just on the verse.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't... So, I mean, y'all can share y'all top five with us.
I always keep the top 10. Five star. We gotta make a playlist about...
Top five.
Yeah, top fives.
I'm scared to give y'all my top five. Y'all kind of critical.
Go ahead. Give it to the people. Lloyd, as you said. Jig, as you said. Who else?
Wale. I have to add somebody else in there somehow. I have two more spots. I'ma figure it out.
Come on, just one.
Three Stacks.
Yes! Sorry.
Who would I give my fifth spot to?
Please.
I mean,
Q-Tip.
I was gonna say Fife, honestly.
Oh, you know but you wanted to say it. You should say it.
Listen, that's my top five favorites.
I'm taking this. All right.
Tis lit. Subscribe at PMTA Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. Twitter.
Stop telling people about this Tumblr because you know we're another password. I don't know why. We have never posted one thing on Tumblr.
All right.
It's okay. You can be there. They just need to know from all the other times. There ain't nothing on Tumblr. Nothing.
Hilarious. Subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on SoundCloud at PMTA Podcast. Uh-huh. Follow us on Instagram at PMTA Podcast and Facebook. Follow us on Facebook at Pass Me the Aux Podcast, PMTA Podcast, bro. And leave a review. Please. Let us know what you think. Yeah. Write us on Instagram, please. Let us know what y'all think.
Amen.
We want to talk to y'all.
Amen.
All right, we out.
Bitch, be humble. Hold up. Sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, bitch, sit down, be humble, sit down.